Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. This is Harold Herring and my fine wife, Bev, is on a conference call this morning and may join us, but we'll see. On today's call, we're going to talk about the letter A through the letter H can change your life. Have you ever read a scripture where your immediate response was, wow? Of course you have. In fact, that should be our normal response, even when reading promises of God that we've read time and time again. But I must say that recently, as I was reading Isaiah chapter 58, verses 6 through 9, I had an amazing wow, where the Spirit of the Lord spoke very specific things to me. Isaiah 58, verses 6 through 9, Message Bible. This is the kind of fast day I'm after, to break the chains of injustice, get rid of exploitation in the workplace, free the oppressed, cancel debts. What I'm interested in seeing you do is sharing your food with the hungry, inviting the homeless poor into your homes, and putting clothes on the shivering, ill-clad, being available to your own families. Do this, and the lights will turn on. I love that. Do this, and the lights will turn on, and your lives will turn around at once. Your righteousness will pave your way. The God of glory will secure your passage. But when you pray, God will answer. You'll call out for help, and He'll say, "Here I am." I encourage you to do yourself a favor and read those verses at least two more times before today ends. If you don't have a Message Bible, you can go online and just search for it and it'll pull it up. Or you can go to BibleGateway.com. Now, truthfully, I've read Isaiah 58, 6 through 9 numerous times in other translations, but never in the Message Bible until recently. As I pondered the verse, it says, "This is the kind of day I'm after." The Lord gave me initials, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. Let's look at those. A, absolution. Ask for forgiveness of your sins. Specifically, God wants us to repent and be free of doubt and fear. Doubt is an insult to God because He tells us to doubt not. According to Webster's Unabridged Dictionary, the word absolution means forgiveness or setting free from guilt, sin, or penalty. Forgiveness of an offense. Acts 3:19, Classic Amplified. So repent, change your mind and purpose, turn around and return to God, that your sins may be erased, blotted out, wiped clean, that the times of refreshing, of recovering from the effects of the heat or reviving with fresh air may come from the presence of the Lord. Wow. B, business. Pray for the business you work for, have, or business opportunity you'd like to have. Proverbs 22:29, Message Bible says, "Observe people who are good at their work. Skilled workers are always in demand and admired. They don't take a back seat to anyone." Wow. How should you conduct your affairs on the job or with the business you own? 1 Thessalonians 4:11, God's Word Translation. Also, make it your goal to live quietly, to do your work, earn your own living as we've ordered you. Wow. Confession. From this day forward, know that God wants you to make being debt-free and walking in surplus to be a part of your daily confession until you experience financial victory. Hebrews 4:14, Classic Amplified. Inasmuch then as we have a great high priest who has already ascended and passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession of faith in Him. Make this your confession of faith when it comes to finances and God's promises. Debt is disappearing. Lack is leaving. Poverty is fleeing. Faith is increasing. Money is multiplying. Wealth is accumulating. Generosity is growing. And I call this done. In the strong name of Jesus, amen. We're going A through H. Next is D. D, dietary. Let's approach your dietary situation from a spiritual and a natural perspective. From a spiritual viewpoint, you need to change what you're feeding on, your diet. If you're feeding yourself a steady dose of negative programming on TV, then you need to change what you're consuming. You need to increase the intake of fiber, which is healthier for you. In the natural, that would be fruits and vegetables, because they provide what's needed to keep things moving. In the mental realm, you need to be reading the right books and listening to the right MP3s or CDs so that you can keep your thoughts stimulated and fresh. Albert Einstein once said, if you feed your mind as often as you feed your stomach, then you'll never have to worry about feeding your stomach or roof over your head or clothes on your back. Wow. Here's some thoughts on dieting from a natural perspective. Don't eat the foods that you normally eat. If you're a coffee drinker, give up coffee for the day or just one cup. If you're a soft drink lover, give up soft drinks. He wants you to completely shake up your dietary habits. For me, well, that'd be no meat. E, entertainment. Fast your normal television viewing hours. Give up what you would normally watch, whether it's network or cable television. And yes, limit to what you watch or what you surf on the internet. If you want to get ahead, if you want a spiritual breakthrough during your fast, turn the television off and prepare your mind. Read books, listen to CDs, MP3s, and prepare yourself mentally for the promotion awaiting you. Don't you think you have time? If you spend 30 minutes a day, Monday through Friday, watching television, that amounts to 130 hours a year, over 16 workdays. That's the same period of time most people get for an annual vacation. Everyone in the world has the same amount of time. It's how you choose to use it that separates the men from the boys, the women from the girls. And the decisions you make will turn your entertainment into energy to fuel your success for life. F for focus. Our fast isn't just a matter of what we're giving up. Rather, it's an opportunity to make sure we focus, that our focus is on Him, His righteousness, His promises, His divine plan for our lives. Hebrews 12:2, Message Bible. We'd better get on with it. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Study how He did it, because He never lost sight of where He was headed. The best way to strengthen your focus is found in Philippians 4:8, which says, finally, brethren, so whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. See, think on these things is how we sharpen our focus during a fast. G, give. You may give up some preferences and conveniences during your fast, but there's some financial steps of faith you need to take when it comes to giving. Psalm 126:6. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with it. This verse should give us comfort and boldness to give to God's work, even in tight financial times. God absolutely guarantees that a precious seed will produce a return. His word says, the one who sows it shall doubtless come again with rejoicing. Now, I like Psalm 126:6 in the Message Bible, where it says, "And now, God, do it again. Bring rains to our drought-stricken lives, so those who planted their crops in despair will shout hurrahs at the harvest, so those who went off with heavy hearts will come home laughing with armloads of blessings." That's my favorite translation. You come home laughing with armloads of blessings. And H for help. In the current economic climate, you may have been traveling through the valley of the shadow of financial despair. But God will be your ever-present help during time of trouble. He will give you a helping hand, but first you have to reach for His. As I was finishing this teaching, I asked the Lord if He wanted me to continue through the alphabet, and He said, "That's enough. My children act on what I've just given them, it will change their financial destiny." It's important to remember that fasting does not change God. Fasting changes us. It makes us more open and receptive to His voice. When we follow His directions, the remainder of verses in Isaiah 58 will manifest in our lives. Do this, and the lights will turn on. Do you feel like you've been all alone, living in darkness? Then rejoice, because the one who created the sun and the moon is about to illuminate your life with His presence. And as the scripture says, your lives will turn around at once. The scripture also says that when you pray, God will answer. You'll call out for help, and He'll say, "Here I am." Wow. Now's the time. This is today for your turnaround to begin. Letters A through H give you a good roadmap on how to get it done. Absolutely. Absolutely. Go to HaroldHerring.com if you've been blessed by the teaching. Click on the button that says "Sow a Seed." Just ask God what seed He'd have you sow. Do what He says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails. And keep thinking rich thoughts. We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.